In our previous show, we began a discussion and an analysis when people could join in a Zimun based on our Gemara here in Masechta Erechin, Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, and based on what we learned in Shulchan Aruch Siman Kuf Tzadik Vav. We quoted what we learned in the Shulchan Aruch, that if somebody ate something which is Osir, he may not make a bracha, not a bracha Rishonah, no a bracha Achroina, nor does he join in a Zimun. The Paiskim, the Maram Shik, Shalz Chus Maram Shik, or Chaim Simrei Samach, points out that included in this is food that may be 100% kosher, but I'm not allowed to eat it because of health reasons. Because by eating this food, I was over what the Torah teaches us of Nishmatim Oidla Nafshe Seichem, and therefore I should not be, I can't make a brach and can't join in a Zimun. However, say the Paiskim, that's only if the food could create a situation of Sakonis Nefashis for the person who eats it. But if it's a situation where the food is just not a healthy food, but it wouldn't create Sakonis Nefashis, it may be also. The Mishnah Brura, as we've mentioned, also points out that the food does not have to be inherently usur. But if I made a neder, for example, that I will eat something, that I won't eat a certain food, so for me, that is usur. Furthermore, even if the food is 100% kosher, but let's say somebody eats on a Tanis Tzibur. Obviously, it's a person who is able to fast. Or somebody who eats before Kiddush or Havdalah. Or somebody who eats without bread, without washing his hands. On Sukkos, outside of the Sukkah, there, the halach is different. Since there's nothing wrong with the food, it's not like a case where I made a neder not to eat the food. Well, it's not like a case where I'm not allowed to eat the food because of a health consideration. There, the halachas I can make a bracha rishona, a bracha achrona. Regarding zimun, the Paiskim say as follows. If I ate this b'shogeg, then I could join in a zimun. But if I ate it b'mezid, knowing I wasn't allowed to eat at such a time, there the Paiskim are more machmer about having this person join the Zimun. The Paiskim discuss, the Rishonim already discussed this, the Meiri discusses, if somebody ate food that's Osir and Mutter. He ate in the meal different foods, some are Mutter and some are Osir. There the halach is that he can join in the Zimun. The Shulchan Aruch in Sif Beis continues us. Im ochel dover issa v'makam sakana. But if somebody ate something which is osur in a situation where it's a sakana, there, even though it's something that you normally may not eat, but since it was a sakana, mevarch malav, he could make a bracha. The Paiskim discuss, let's say somebody ate something which is osur, and you have a group of people that ate something which is osur under permitted circumstances. If they could join for a zimun, and the Prima Gadim says that you don't join in a zimun, even though you make a bracha. Dilvash disagrees. He says, given that you were allowed to eat this food, you could join in a zimun. And therefore, the Paiskim, the Kaf HaChaim, says the best advice is that if people are eating under those circumstances, they should not join, eat together, and therefore there wouldn't be a chiyuv of zimun. If people eat together on Yom Kippur, for example, where you have people, let's say, who are allowed to eat. The question is, may they join for a zimun? There too, the Paiskim say to try to avoid eating together. Continues the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Gimel. Shloish Shachol Kechad, three people ate together. Echad Nizmi Pas Akum, one of them is careful not to eat Pas Akum. Lechad Ein Nizmi, one is not careful to eat Pas Akum. Echad Ben Koyin, or out closer to Al Gemara. Echad Ben Koyin, one of them is a Koyin V'Oichel Chalas, and he eats Chalas. Abish Oisish Nizmi, any Yochel Lechalim Oisish Ein Nizmi. The person who's careful can't eat with the person who's not careful. V'lo Yisrael am a Koyin, nor may the Yisrael eat with the Koyin. However, says the Shulchan Aruch, as we learned in our Gemara, Kivin Sha'oisish Einan Nizr, since the person who's not Makbid, Yoch Lechlam Nizr, a person who eats Pas Akum, can eat Pas Yisrael. The Koyin, as our Gemara says, can eat with Yisrael. A Koyin may eat Chulin, Mitztarfin. However, as we quoted the Beis Yosef in our previous year, you have a Koyin, you have Kahanim and a Zor eating together. And we're talking about Kahanim who eat Chala, when there's Horim with Pashal Akim. And we're talking about Kahanim that don't eat Pas Akim. And the Zor that's here, the third individual, what kind of bread is he eating? He's eating Pas Shal Akim, and Mitztarfim. For who then, as Tosfos discussed in our Sugya, Shloisha Shemadurim Zem Yizeh, three individuals who made a neder that they can't have hanor from each other, She'ena Mitztar from Laziman. These three individuals can't join for a Ziman. Hadgo, however, says the Ramav Davka, Kol Ech Oichel Mikikroi. Am Oichel Mikikroi Balabayas, but if they're eating from the Balabayas' Kikur, he is Mitztar from. He can make them all combine. They're all eating from the same bread. So whatever, we have a situation that the three people can't eat together, they can't combine, they can't join from a zimun. Therefore, say the Paiskim, that this halacha applies. Let's say you have somebody who's machmer, Pesach. You have a group that's eating together. And somebody doesn't eat gebrox, or somebody doesn't eat from a certain hechsher. So now the question is, can they join together? So as long as one of the people can eat something that the other people eat, then there's enough of a reason to join for Zimun. Now, the Paiskim asks, the Chai Odom discusses a very important question. And this goes relevant to Pshat at Al Gemara as well. When Al Gemara said that since the Koyin can eat Chulin, that's enough of a reason that they can combine, what does that mean? Does that mean that the Koyin has to actually eat the Chulin to be able to combine? Or does that mean that since he has the ability to eat that chulin, it doesn't make a difference if they could combine? So the Chai Adam's opinion is that it's not enough that he could potentially eat that chulin. He has to eat from that chulin, and that will make them be able to combine. Otherwise, they don't combine. Moreover, even if he could eat it, and he wants to eat it, but if for some reason it's not available to him, then the halacha is they can't combine. Moreover, says the Magen Avraham, that in a situation, let's talk about our Gemara, where the Gemara says the Kohen can eat chulin, but the Yisrael can't eat truma or kachim, says the Magen Avraham, that's, as Al Gemara says, that's enough of a reason that they could combine for a Zeman, but the one that should be leading the Zeman should be the individual who is able to eat all the food. He's the one that cheats the Zeman. Besides the fact that in our Gemara, it would end up being the Kayin, and the Kayin is anyway the individual we should honor with the Zeman because of the din of a Kiddashta. The Mishnah Brura discusses a situation where one person in the group ate milchigs and the two other people ate fleishigs. Says the Mishnah Brura, since the person who ate milchigs, we know that halachas that after eating milchigs, you could eat fleishigs, so he could combine with them. However, if he ate milchigs, hard cheese, where we know after you eat hard cheese, you have to wait 6 hours, then they can't combine. Say the poskim, that we know that bezman hazeh, most people, when they eat milchigs, don't eat fleishigs for half an hour or an hour. And they also, many people are makbid not to go from milchigs to fleishigs without making a bracha achroin on the milchigs. Therefore, under these circumstances, suggests some poskim that we can never combine the group who ate milchigs and fleishigs unless they started the meal with something parav. If they started the meal with something parav, or they all ate bread at the beginning of the meal, so that combined them, or you could do that at the end of the meal. If at the end of the meal they'll all eat something, they'll all take a piece of bread that's not milchigs or fleishigs, then they combine. Or if there's someone there in the group who didn't eat milchigs or fleishigs, even though the other individuals ate milchigs and fleishigs, which prevents them from combining, but that individual who didn't eat milchigs and fleishigs is like the kohen of our Gemara, who could join with everybody. And therefore, under those circumstances, they can join for Zeman. And going back to Halacha that we mentioned a moment ago, if that were the situation, that individual who didn't eat milk and fleishigs, should be the one to lead the Zeman. I think that should be the Halacha, even if there's a kohen who isn't, who's one of the people that ate the milchigs or fleishigs, and it's Yisrael who didn't eat either milchigs or fleishigs, still he's the one that's bringing the group together, and since he's the one that's bringing the group together, he should be the one to lead the Zeman.